The major said he had heard a report that I could drink. I denied this. He said it was true, and by the corpse of Bacchus, we would test whether it was true or not. Not Bacchus, I said, not Bacchus. Yes, Bacchus, he said. I should drink cup for cup and glass for glass with Bassi, Filippo Vincenza. Bassi said no, that was no test because he had already drunk twice as much as I. I said that was a foul lie, and Bacchus or no Bacchus, Filippo Vincenza Bassi, or Bassi Filippo Vincenza, had never touched a drop all evening, and what was his name anyway? He said, was my name Federico Enrico or Enrico Federico? I said, let the best man win. Bacchus barred, and the major started us with red wine in mugs. Halfway through the wine, I did not want any more. I remembered where I was going. Bassi wins, I said. He's a better man than I am. I have to go.
He does, really, said Rinaldi. He has a rendezvous. I know all about it.
I have to go.
Another night, said Bassi. Another night when you feel stronger.
He slapped me on the shoulder. There were lighted candles on the table. All the officers were very happy. Good night, gentlemen, I said. Rinaldi went out with me. We stood outside the door on the patch, and he said,
You'd better not go up there drunk.
I'm not drunk, Renine, really.
You'd better chew some coffee.
Nonsense.
I'll get some, baby. You walk up and down.
He came back with a handful of roasted coffee beans.
Chew those, baby, and God be with you.
Bacchus, I said.
I'll walk down with you.
I'm perfectly all right. We walked along together through the town and I chewed the coffee. At the gate of the driveway that led up to the British villa, Rinaldi said good night. Good night, I said. Why don't you come in? He shook his head.
No, he said. I like the simpler pleasures.
Thank you for the coffee beans.
Nothing, baby, nothing.
I started down the driveway. The outlines of the cypresses that lined it were sharp and clear. I looked back and saw Rinaldi standing watching me and waved to him.